Let's welcome back our puzzle guru, John Chinesky.
Hi, I'm back, everybody. Thank you.
And our two new contestants, we have Paula Henning and Mike Glennon. Welcome to Ask Me Another. Oh, Paula has fans. Paula, you have fans. Excellent. Paula, you work for the Maryland Healthcare Commission?
I do.
Thank you. I want to say thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, that we're running the death squads, you know, and the, yeah.
Okay, great. Oh, good. Yeah. You have a dark sense of humor. I appreciate that. And Mike, you are a lawyer, but more importantly, you brew your own beer.
From time to time, I've been known to do that, yes.
From time to time? Like all times?
Well, you know, every 6 weeks or so when you need a new a fresh batch, it's time to get the water boiling.
You're a man of like a billion good ideas. That's what I've decided about you immediately.
Tell it to my wife.
We will. John, what's our next game?
So our next game is called Product Placement. And if I had one criticism about the great classic works of literature, art, and drama, it would be that the people who created them were terrible at maximizing brand synergies through co-marketing.
By the way, here at Ask Me Another, we are brought to you by money.
Yes.
We were originally going to call the show Ask Me a Nissan Pathfinder.
didn't work out, yeah. So we've helped out some of these works with a little product placement of our own. So here's how this is going to go. I'm going to give you a short synopsis of a famous work with a subtle reference to a product or company added in. For example, John, I might say, this 1940 Hemingway novel about an American fighting in the Spanish Civil War features camaraderie, death, and nacho cheese gorditas.
Oh, yes.
And you would answer.
That would be For Whom the Taco Bell Tolls.
I see what you did there.
Yes. Do you see how that works?
Paula, you're on top of this? You're on top of this?
Paula's got it.
Yes.
Okay, so ring in when you know the answer. A young girl falls down a rabbit hole into a fantasy world where she grows to a tremendous size after nibbling on a brand name sliced white loaf.
Paula.
Alice in Wonderbreadland.
Yes.
Focusing on the Ramsey family's vacation to the Isle of Skye, this novel by Virginia Woolf is a modernist meditation on time, perception, and the best-selling brand of low-calorie beer.
Mike?
To the Coors Lighthouse.
Oh, so close. Best-selling brand.
To the Miller Lighthouse?
Wait. Paula.
To the Bud Lighthouse.
To the Bud Lighthouse is right. Wow. What a beer,
in there and
a beer battle we had there.
Woo. And I like, she did a victory dance. She does a victory dance.
Where's your beer knowledge now, Mike?
Clearly you don't do the light beer,
man. Pays to know the crap sometimes.
If you make your own, you ain't drinking light.
Yeah.
That's true. That's
preach
true.
It, brother. CIA analyst Jack Ryan finds that he and a Soviet submarine captain can kiss a little longer with the right chewing gum.
The Hunt for Big Red October.
Yes.
Correct.
And that's just a great visual, isn't it? Just thinking about that.
In this landmark work of economic theory, Karl Marx analyzed the exploitation of labor inherent in the manufacture of three-striped German sneakers.
Mike.
Adidas Capital.
Yes, Adidas Capital. Wow.
That's low. That's low.
That's low. Now we know. I know what kind of stuff you read, Mike. I'm starting to put it together.
Set in motion by a hit-and-run car accident, this Tom Wolfe bestseller examines how ambition, greed, and racial tension permeate New York City like the wafting scent of gooey pastries at a mall food court.
Mike.
Cinnabon of the... No. Bon... Damn it.
Paula!
Cinnabon Fire the Vanities.
Yes, Cinnabon Fire the Vanities.
You were almost there. You were almost there.
Well, that was one of our more hotly contested...
I know.
...games.
I'm going to keep ringing.
But just, the game is over, and Paula, you have won 4-2.
Going on to our final showdown at the end of the show. Mike, cannot thank you enough for being an excellent competitor. Well done. Thank you so much. Give him a big round.